All right, so there is kind of a concerning trend that is popping up around the country where children are accidentally, or maybe not, some of them are, consuming marijuana edibles and mistaking them for maybe some regular snacks, the ones that are making the mistake here. And the issue has had some pretty serious consequences where these kids who are eating these marijuana edibles are ending up, Kevin, in the hospital. And these are elementary age students. We saw this happen in Florida.
Yeah, Tom, we lock up our guns so that kids cannot get near them, but we don't lock up our marijuana gummies. They can be dangerous in a child's hands. For some reason, adults are leaving the gummies accessible. Kids are finding them and ending up in the hospital in big numbers. Joining us now is Jerry Joyner. He's an outspoken advocate for the marijuana industry and the host of a TV show and podcast called Weed and Whiskey. Hey, Jerry, how are you?
Kevin, Tom, if I was doing any better, I'd need a twin brother.
Well, Tom's got one, if you need one.
Yeah, you can borrow him.
You can borrow him. Look, the numbers are high, up over 100%, I believe I was reading. What do you think is happening? Why are parents not protecting their gummies?
Well, that's a great question. You know, you started off the conversation about locking up our guns, keeping our alcohol inaccessible to our children, keeping our prescription pharmaceuticals, keeping our cleaning chemicals. You know, a while back, those little pods for the dishwasher and the washing machine, kids were ingesting them because it looked like candy, right? So parents need to take control of this. But in a state like y'all are at in Michigan, $3 billion of cannabis sales in 2023. So that means there's a lot of product out there in your state, and I think people need to be cognizant of locking it up, just like you said, no different than guns or alcohol or anything else that could be harmful to our kids.
Yeah, I think of when everybody was first having kids, all those little locks on all those little cupboards, all the things to do to try and make sure toddlers don't get hurt in the household. Do you think there's something different about gummies that than say alcohol or prescription drugs that make people more careless with them? Is it just, I don't know, is there something there?
The appealing packaging to children, which there's the feds have gotten involved in trying to really restrict that, along with the counterfeit packaging. So let's think about this, guys. Y'all have $3 billion in legal marijuana sales. They tell us that the illegal marijuana sales are three times as much in any state of what the legal sales are. And bad actors are putting edibles in packages, okay, that look like Doritos. It says Doritos on it, even. It's a copyright infringement. So now that you have people still buying from the street and the accessibility to these edibles from street dealers are compounding the problem. Y'all had a program a little while back where they went around and it was easier for kids to buy tobacco than it was marijuana products in your convenience stores, but they still shut down several stores that were selling those products to children. So we got to have those bad actors in the retail not be there and our parents paying attention to this, because I think the marijuana edibles are here to stay.
I agree with you, and I'm glad you're speaking out about this, because I know you're an advocate for, you know, especially medicinal marijuana, but probably recreational as well. But you mentioned the $3 billion that Michigan has been making here, that we've become the weed king of the country, essentially. And the road to getting here was partially paved by this belief that marijuana is safe. I mean, we've had attorneys on, we've had so-called health experts say as much, despite the fact that, you know, THC can cause psychotic harm, especially at high levels. Do you think that this increased accessibility of marijuana in, say, the state of Michigan, does that correlate, in your view, with a rise in the accidental, at least, ingestion by children?
Sure. It has to, because it's a numbers game at that point. No different than adults that overindulge or have never tried a THC product and get too much in their system. We all have an endocannabinoid system, and this regulates, every mammal has this, and it regulates THC and CBD. And everybody's is a little bit different. Someone like me that's been a long time, half a century been using it, well, I can eat a handful of edibles and they don't affect me. My IT guy eats a half of one. He's got to go lay down somewhere.
Right.
So people have to use common sense in this. And I believe that if we would not deschedule, but we would legalize marijuana in America, it would virtually eliminate the black market overnight. There's a lot of studies that are telling us about this. And I think that's where a real problem lies. We don't know when people are buying it off the street, if there's hard metals, if there's chemicals, whether it's the flower that people like to smoke or edibles that are becoming available from the street level also. I think that's where a big problem, and I think we're seeing more children getting those kind, which is even worse because we don't know what's in those the compounds that are in those ones that are produced illegally.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought the into a cannabinoid system. I never heard about that, so I'll look into mine to see where it's at, this regulation and whatnot. But I'm glad you're talking about this because I guess the biggest problem I had was when we were trying to legalize it in 2018, the harms are being hidden by the advocates. And the reality is that parents can face criminal prosecution if the child accesses their THC products. So how can parents know what's true out there? How can they be better educated about the realities of edibles, anything with THC in it?
Like anything that could be harmful to our children, make sure and keep that stuff locked up and use common sense. I think that's the key thing, and not just the parents. Anyone, there's stories about caregivers at daycare centers forgot that they had their THC gummies in their purse and the purse was accessible and the little toddler gets in there and eats that. None of us want that to happen, okay? We have a little ditty on Weed and Whiskey TV that's don't take a puff until you're old enough. There's plenty of research that shows us that marijuana can be harmful to adolescents in their development, and that's why they need to wait until they're of adult age. No different than alcohol. And guys, while we're hearing about marijuana so much in the story with our children, it still pales in comparison to the emergency room visits for alcohol, for pediatric alcohol ingestion. It's hundreds of thousands of kids a year are going because of alcohol, and now we've got thousands going because of marijuana. So we need to stop that marijuana, and we need to stop that alcohol from getting accessibility to our children.
All right, so I don't know if you can tell this or not, but I'm not a weed guy. Tom's not a weed guy. But with 3 million billion in marijuana sales in Michigan, a lot of people are. Why are you such an advocate of it? Why do so many people want to try marijuana and continue to use marijuana?
Well, my birthday is 420 coming up. And I'll be 64 years old, and I've been a user of cannabis for half a century. In the first 44 years of using cannabis on a basically daily basis, I was just a pothead. I was a stoner. Had a good corporate job. I made a good living, but that's what I would have been classified as, and I thought I was doing it for recreational purposes. But once we started studying about how cannabis and CBD THC helps people with medical conditions if it's used correctly and used in moderation, I thought, wow, well, maybe that's why I can work 100 hours a week and still have a lot of energy, because I regulate mine in the right fashion. It's not for everybody, but we have 70% of Americans believing adult use should be legal across the country. And it's great that America is kind of all agreeing on something. We're coming up to an election season, and I think it'll be a big play in November coming up.
You acknowledge that it's not for everybody. I'm glad you do, because do you also acknowledge that there is a percentage of users who are at risk of some type of psychotic breakdown?
Oh, absolutely. There's over vaping is a problem that we've got with kids, especially with the THC. We all know nicotine. I smoked cigarettes for 37 years, and I'm so thankful that I was able to stop doing that. I'm kind of like Willie Nelson. I think the marijuana use kept me from getting onto hard drugs. But we always talk about, is marijuana the gateway to hard drugs? We've got to look at all the Adderall and the Xanax and all these problems.
Tons of issues out there with drugs. You're right about that. I'm sorry we're out of time, but I'm glad you're joining us, and you're a perfect advocate. Born on 420, Jerry J-Man Joyner. Appreciate it so much, Jerry. Thanks for your time.